Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, and joined in studio finally is Will. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
And yes, I'm back from vacation, and I had a good time, and I missed a lot. I didn't look at the news once, so I came back to some excellent news and an excellent Nintendo Direct, and it's going to be good. What do you think?
I'm excited. I haven't really paid too much attention to the news myself. The work has been hell. We've been getting a bit of snow out here, which a bit out here is more of like a blizzard to everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, too, is I'm reading some of the comments from our last podcast where Mark and I had a little row on which console was better, and everyone seems to be in my favor, so that's nice. And I think we have something a little special. Eric and Bradley, we would like to invite you to a future podcast with Mark, because Mark was like, no, bro, they're wrong, and he wants to talk some shit on the air with you guys, so it's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys are interested, shoot us a Facebook message.
Mark wants to bring the heat.
it's going to be so good. I'm so excited. All right, guys, so we're going to talk about the Nintendo Direct and a couple of other things, and that's all coming up right now. Yeah. Right now. Oh, Will just showed me something on his phone, and that is so good. So, as a part of the Nintendo Direct, they announced a couple of things. One of those being Tetris 99, which is a battle royale for Tetris. So, put the guns away and get out your fingers, your untetanist fingers, and
this sounds something that you'd like. You were big onto, what was it, Pokemon?
Puzzle League, yeah.
So look at this one. Tetris 99 pits dozens of players against each other, 99 of them to be exact, including you, and the winner is the last player standing.
Is 99 people playing Tetris at the same time ever? Like,
I don't know. The only time I play Tetris is if I'm very, very bored on my phone.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Balloon Tower Defense 6 in lieu of not having internet. So yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, I haven't played Pokemon Go or Clash of Clans or any of those internet-savvy games.
Your fortress is probably destroyed.
No, it did pretty good. I put a weak shield on, so it should be fine. But I only had 250 minutes. Like, our internet package on the ship was 250 minutes, so I used that conservatively for sure.
I remember, because you messaged me, and you're like, hey, how's it going? And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, this is costing me minutes. I'll talk to you when you get back.
Yeah. Literally cost me 7 minutes, $7 a minute to talk to you, and you called me, and I'm like, yeah.
I didn't call you.
Yeah, you called me.
No.
I will show you later. You 100% called me.
On your phone?
On my phone.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you can ask Brittany. She was there. So we were about to play some bingo or some shit, so yeah, I didn't answer your call. Anyways, so this Nintendo Direct started out, when did this come out? The 13th of February. So who's this new dude? Yoshiaki Koizumi.
Don't know. But right. You probably just butchered his name.
I think I did pretty good, actually. So the big hits on these in the Nintendo Direct here was the classic RPG series levels up on Nintendo Switch. We're talking about Dragon Quest number 11.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've always been a big Dragon Quest fan. You saw me at PAX, right?
Yeah.
Waiting in that big ass line.
It was a very lengthy line. Didn't the head dude for Dragon Quest show up? I can't remember his name, but yeah, I think he was there too.
I thought he was, but I don't think he was there when I was actually in the line.
No. But there was those two Pikachu costume things. I think you're taking pictures with those and him as well. And we also have Fire Emblem Three Houses. Discover the world of Fire Emblem Three Houses, not to mention the release date, which is... I don't know. I don't have it pulled up here. It doesn't say.
It's always good to get, when they announce a game, to actually give you the release date.
Yeah, that's step one, I think. So,
what's step two?
Step two would be playing the actual game.
And then step three?
Quitting.
Seems like we'd have those steps mastered.
Rage quitting, yes. So we have... a new Super Mario Maker! Super Mario Maker 2! What are your thoughts on that, Will?
I never played number one, mainly because I saw how frustrating this game could be. But I guess a lot of people would be very interested. I thought Super Mario Maker 1 sold really well, and a lot of the levels ended up on the internet.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to play Super Mario Maker 1. I do get frustrated on basic Mario levels, so I can only imagine... Though some of the ones are pretty hardcore, like you have to get it like perfect, you know.
Yeah, have you seen some of those ones that people posted on like online that are like they literally say unbeatable?
Yeah, but in order to publish it online, you have to be able to beat it yourself. So
apparently they don't do that.
No, I know. I thought that was a rule. You had to prove that the level was beatable before you could publish it.
I'm not too sure about that, but I know for a fact there was some levels that people just pulled their hair out.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I just saw Ultimate Alliance 3 Marvel, and actually reminded me, on the plane last night coming home, I started watching Deadpool 2. I haven't finished it. I have like 40 minutes left, but it's pretty good so far.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Ryan Reynolds really masters Deadpool.
Yeah, and then he's going to be Deadpool Pikachu pretty soon here. When does that come out?
May, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's May. We're going to see that. We'll do a podcast
Speaking of, if anyone's seen that new trailer that came out, that live-action Lickitung is very, very frightening.
Yeah, it's something of nightmares for sure. So, yeah, Ultimate Alliance 3 was announced as well. New reveals for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. It's a four-player action RPG only on the Nintendo Switch.
I was a big fan of the Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2. They were great games.
Yeah, I think... was the first one on the 64? I feel like I'd played that
one.
No,
it was on the Wii, I think it was.
Oh, that's right. I did play that one. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I really enjoyed that.
I think both 1 and 2 were on the Wii, and then we haven't seen the series since.
Yeah. And then next on here, we have...
Oh, God.
Box Boy and Box Girl. Is this like a Nintendo Labo add-on or what?
I don't know. It says acclaimed puzzle series debuts on the Nintendo Switch.
Box Boy plus Box Girl. That just sounds like a porno or something.
Yeah, very good named one, too.
Yeah. Alright, so next up, what's new in the Ultimate Spring Update?
We should actually open this
We
one.
Should open this and let's...
You'll have to forgive me. Like I said, I haven't even watched the Nintendo Direct fully. I've only looked at little tidbits.
Alright, so here's what is coming up in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
The Ultimate Spring Update. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is about to spring forward with the version 3.0 update this spring. What are we adding, you ask? You'll just have to wait to find out. Remember, Joker is a part of Challenger Pack 1. He's secretly been preparing for battle, and his moment will finally come before the end of April. In other words, this year, springtime is the time to smash. And don't forget, new Super Smash Bros. Series amiibo figures are on the way, too.
Okay.
So, that was kind of a boner kill.
Yeah, it was, and then, like, the only thing that got me excited there was the Pokemon Trainer, Squirtle, and Ivysaur.
Yeah, absolutely. The amiibos, you mean?
Yeah, the amiibos. That was boring.
Yeah,
Why
yeah.
Why even announce, oh, here comes version 3.0, and...
We're not going to tell you what's in it. Yeah. Psych. So, yeah, that was funny.
God damn you, Nintendo.
Yeah, they're good. So, next up was more to explore in Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I have not played Treasure Tracker.
I haven't played it. I have watched some people play it on Twitch. It looks kind of fun. It's a different style of, like, you know, the classic
the puzzle
platformer
game, right?
And puzzle gamer.
Yeah. So yeah, it doesn't look too bad. So the next bit here, Nintendo's taking an interesting direction, a step in an interesting direction with some more mature games. And this next one, I think, is one of those. It's called Bloodstained. I can't say that frickin' name.
Evgenia. He must be a developer, because I don't remember. It says he's making a triumphant return, but...
Yeah. So, let's look up Bloodstained, and then we can give you a little bit of information on it. But I'm glad that Nintendo's taken a direction in a more mature
way. They attempted it, remember, on the Wii. There's a couple of mature titles.
Yeah.
And then they just went back to the kiddie stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is an upcoming action-adventure video game developed by ArtPlay, Ditko, and Way Forward Technologies, and publisher by 505 Games. This game is led by former Castlevania series producer Koji Igarashi. Yeah, Igarashi. That freaking name I can't
Igarashi.
Say. it's considered to be the spiritual successor to the series of Castlevania, so that's cool for all those Castlevania fans.
I'm a big fan of Castlevania. They changed the series a lot when they kind of revamped it for the newer generation.
Yeah, you know what? You know what actually is really smart on Nintendo's part is if they want to revive a series, but they're not sure how it's going to be received, they just put the main character in Smash, and then everyone's like, oh,
he's
like,
back.
Like, who the fuck knew who Pit was before Super Smash Bros. Brawl? Like, nobody.
No.
Literally nobody.
But it's the same thing. How many people actually know who Simon is and whatnot? Yeah.
Yeah, so just getting their feet wet in Smash Bros. To see how the community reacts to them, I think that's a very, very good marketing tactic for Nintendo.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next up here, we have Dragon Quest Builders 2. Build a new world and battle the Order of Hergon.
Now, I never played the first one. I do love Dragon Quest, but the Builders thing kind of seemed like a Minecraft sort of game.
Yeah, I haven't played any Dragon Quest. I still have the one you lent me that I haven't played yet. I should get on that.
3DS or?
No, Xbox.
That was actually Dragon Age.
Oh, Dragon Age, okay.
You gotta play that.
Yeah.
That's what Mark and I are actually playing right now. We're restarted the game.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many games coming out, like Far Cry 5's or New Dawn's
on. New Dawn is out, but, you know, it's also a money thing. Like, you gotta pace yourself. You can't just, new game.
Splurge, yeah. I'm pretty broke right now from that trip, for sure. Yeah, and then what else? And then Anthem. I already pre-ordered Anthem, sorry.
So, yeah, same as me, so we don't have to pay for that. Yeah. That's a good thing. I'm not going to see $80 come off my card.
Yeah, that comes out on the 22nd here. So
that is Friday.
That is this feckin' Friday.
Oof.
And well, I'm working all weekend, too. I'm working Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
sad.
Monday. Yeah.
Can you not call in sick?
I could. I might. I am on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, also it's supposed to snow the rest of this week, so
it is
out here snow for us like shuts down everything.
Yeah,
people can't drive.
Yeah, and that's funny because they were like the one section of Canada that just can't handle the snow.
Yeah, and I mean, don't even get that much, but it's just like I don't mind driving in it. It's still dangerous, but it's more dangerous for me being on the road with other drivers.
Yeah. Did you grow up in this area?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I had family in Alberta as well, right? So when I was younger, I was over there still, like when I was 14, I think I had that learner permit license that you could get, you know, if you grew up a bit there.
Yeah.
So I'm used to driving in bad weather.
Yeah.
People out here just don't get it.
Yeah, I grew up basically up north, so driving in the snow is kind of second nature to me, but it just, as soon as there's a snowflake, my driving, like, just changes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because I'm a speeder.
You're defensive, you're slow, 100%. You're safe.
Yeah,
that's the same thing for me. You know, I could do 80 on this road, and then if it's really coming down, I'll drop down to, like, 50.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'll see a dumbass, like, try to pass me, and then, you know, a couple kilometers up the road, I'll see him in the ditch.
Yeah, they don't realize how little traction you have in the snow, especially when you don't have winter tires, so. But, yeah, hopefully, because our show is set in Atlanta.
The show I'm working on right now is Southern California in the summer.
Yeah, so I don't think we can do much right now. And we don't have a stage, so it's all on location. So hopefully they just cancel the show and then I don't have to fucking work. And then they just pay me anyway. That'd be great. All right, anyways.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Some like you've never seen them before.
I'm sorry, I just don't even know what to say.
So what the fuck is Some?
Play locally.
Play locally. Sumsum. I just typed in TS and it was the first thing to come up, so apparently Sumsum is the way to go. Oh, it's a Disney game. Disney Sumsum is the name. I like how it's the name of a range of Japanese collectible stuffed toys based upon Disney-owned characters.
Those are some very disturbing-looking characters.
Yeah.
Like, look at Mickey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, there's even some shorts.
Yeah.
Like, look at Mickey. He's got no mouth.
The name is derived from the Japanese verb sumu, meaning to stack, because the rectangle-shaped toys are designed to stack on top of each other, forming a pyramid shape. So what the fuck is the game, though?
I don't know.
Game.
Sumsum. Game. Oh, apparently there's an app.
Oh, is it just some goddamn, like, mobile app?
Probably that it was ported over, yeah, most likely.
Okay, this looks like a waste of time. Don't play Sumsum.
It's going to be something that was just ported from their phone, and you just can play now.
They probably just moved it onto the Switch, honestly, so that's cool, but no thanks.
Well, it seems like Nintendo's also trying to get back on, like, Disney's good side with Disney getting back into games.
Yeah, it would be great if they could snipe Kingdom Hearts.
That's what I mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But Kingdom Hearts has their deal with Square Enix, but now Kingdom Hearts is on Xbox, which it wasn't before. So
yeah.
It does open up a lot of things.
100%. So, if you have Starlink for the Nintendo Switch and your Star Fox Arwing amiibo-y thing that's not an amiibo, they're making Star Wolf team a new thing. So that's cool. So battle the Star Wolf team as the Star Fox team. And Starlink Battle for Atlas spring update. So yeah, it's cool that they're adding.
Sounds interesting, actually. Yeah.
So
I never picked up Starlink. I did enjoy playing at PAX. You did as well.
Yep.
But it didn't seem like that type of game that could hold you very long.
Yeah, the demo was like enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, oh, she's like, are you done? I was like, oh yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. It's like when you play around a balloon Tower Defense 6, yeah, and then you lose, and you're like, I'm kind of done.
And the stupid thing is, too, you don't need those ships and everything to play the game.
Really?
Yeah, that's what one of my friends bought the game, Joel.
Yeah.
And he told me he has access to everything. It's just having the ship on your controller makes it just feel more real. But that's, like, what's the point of this?
Yeah, there's no point, yeah. It's kind of like the Amiibos.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do if you're going on a trip and you want to take Starlink with you? You're going to take a briefcase full of all your ships?
Man, the fucking people I've seen playing Pokemon Go. We were working, I don't think you were at this location, but we were working at a house and a Regirock raid happened outside. So, of course, like six or seven of us ran outside to do this Regirock raid. And out of fucking nowhere, a car pulls up and, like, out of all four doors, Japanese people come over with their little briefcases and they fucking open it up and it has a cell phone in it. Mm-hmm. That's all that was in the briefcase. I'm like, are you fucked? I didn't understand that. But anyways.
I was expecting a story like, oh, and out of the briefcase, like a 30 cell phone like thing came up where, you know, it's like a full control.
It was just totally like a huge briefcase, like probably like 40-inch briefcase, and then he opens it, it's like a cell phone. It's like, really, buddy? You can't just fucking put it in your pocket? Like,
He's really worried about those cancer rumors.
Yeah, he goes home and he puts that suitcase away, or the briefcase, and then he gets another one. It's got all his Starlink toys in it. And then he goes, oh, ta-cha-cha. Anyways, so next on the list here is Rune Factory 4 Special Crops. One more time. So what the fuck's this all about here?
I don't really know. Sounds like another RPG.
Why don't we have a listen to that right now?
A heartfelt fantasy adventure crops up once again. Another season, another reason to wield weapons and spells against monsters.
Good morning. It is about to be fall.
Interact with townsfolk daily. Grow vegetables and fruits at the farm. Hook some fish. Cook up a storm, or even raise monsters. This fantastical circle of life will keep you coming back for more in Rune Factory 4 Special, fully remastered for Nintendo Switch. Battle alongside townsfolk, and before long, you may become more than just friends.
What?
See what the heart-pounding newlywed life has in store for you, exclusively in this new version of the game.
All right, that's enough of that. That was completely unexpected.
Did you see? There's a video of them saying "I love you," and then all of a sudden they switch to wedding gowns.
That escalated really quick, and he doesn't even know how fast his life is over.
Plus, she's a knight. Like, yeah. He looks like the farm boy. She's the knight. Like, who's gonna run that relationship?
Yeah. Totally. All right, so skipping... so we looked at this one. It's called
Oninaki.
Oninaki, and it actually looks really cool. It's about a guy who can travel between the living world and the afterlife world, and it's basically frowned upon in this culture to mourn about the loss of somebody, and basically how the game works is you have to go into the underworld... The afterlife, or whatever, and basically save all these spirits before they turn into demons. And if you save them, then they get reincarnated and go back to the living world. So, it actually looks really interesting. I recommend checking it out. And next up here, we have Yoshi's Crafted. Oh, fuck, I can't read that. Crafted World. Yeah. So another Yoshi game. Yippee.
It sounds like the demo must be out then.
Yeah. I might actually get Brittany to try this because she's into Yoshi games. Actually, she gets really fucking pissed at Yoshi games. Like,
I remember the one that she wanted to buy on the 3DS, and you told me she like rage quit like 2 weeks in.
She literally rage quit on like level 2. Like, she just can't. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
And then there.
and then here's the thing we were laughing about earlier, Tetris 99.
Last player standing wins.
I'm actually shit at Tetris. Like, I'm.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, right shit. So. Okay, so another mature game here, Kill, Survive, or Die in Dead by Daylight. So that's...
this is an interesting game where you one person will play as the murderer, and the other people play as, like, the victims.
Right, and have you heard anything about this game before? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's been out. It's on the other consoles, like PS4 and Xbox and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
I've actually played with Brian and Brandon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of this game before, so this is actually interesting. So, can you tell me a little bit about it?
I haven't played too much, but basically you have your survivors, you have your killers, and then you have your perks, right? So, survivors, the longer you last, like, I think how it works is you can pick up better things to survive.
Right.
And the killers are basically, take place after, like, main villains.
Right.
So
is this like a multiplayer game or?
Yeah, it's multiplayer, but not to the point like you have basically you have your survivor and then you have your killer.
Right.
And it's randomly chosen who's who.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check this out maybe one day. See how that goes. All right, so kind of skipping ahead here to kind of the main.
This game, remember, this was actually announced at E3 last year. Daemon X Machina. Remember, it's that mech game.
Oh, yeah, the mecha game. That's right, yeah. So, pilot an arsenal in the new demo on Nintendo eShop.
So, does that mean there's an actual demo out?
I haven't picked up
my Switch in a week or so, so I might have to check that out.
I just started a new game on Mario Odyssey on the plane ride over, and then my Switch died. I was choked. And so get this. They only have power on the first 21 rows, and then they just stop putting power outlets in. So like the back two-thirds of the plane get fucked on a long flight.
It's more of like the high rollers.
Yeah.
And the people that can pay for more. Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Stupid. Anyways. Maybe we should check that demo out. I don't have fucking time to play all these games, though.
No. I haven't played too much games lately. I'm too tired.
We need to hire a couple of people to just play games.
No, I just need to hire a person to actually do my job for me.
Yeah.
What's this one here? Realistic Racing?
Realistic Racing heading to the Switch, courtesy of Grid Autosport. So,
I know Grid is an actual car racing game, isn't it?
I believe it is. Let's just look it up quickly here. So, apologies for the unpreparedness. I literally haven't looked at a freaking game thing for 2 straight weeks. I've been literally drinking and sitting on a beach. So, sorry.
Yeah, there it is. So, Grid Autosport. So, it's
a game. It's a game, and it's actually... Oh, yeah, it has... This is a pretty high graphic game for Nintendo, actually.
Well, it's an older game, too, from the one we're looking at. This is PS3 and 360, so it's probably like they've remade the game. Or it's a new version of it.
Okay. So let's just check out what's happening
well,
here.
Well, this one is the old one, so we might want to find...
We might want to find the one for the Nintendo Switch.
So we can actually see what it looks like. Switch.
What the fucking...
Nine square.
Nintendo Switchy. All right.
Oh, here we go. So it's a 31-second demo. Right.
It's a what? Oh, well, it's a trailer. Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe we'll put that on our page later. All right, so here's the official blurb. Grind Auto Sport challenges players to become... What did I say? Grind? That's a whole new game. Grid Autosport challenges players to become pro racers, mastering motorsport's most exciting cars on the world's most thrilling circuits, from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to the city streets of Barcelona. With customizable difficulty and range of driving disciplines, Grid Autosports delivers an irresistible mix of realistic handling and high-speed thrills. Cool. So that's cool that there's a decent-ass racing game that's not
this
Mario Kart.
Sounds interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check out this 31-second trailer quickly.
Yeah, let's check it out here. Get rid of this and get rid of this. Here we go. Race anytime, anywhere.
Graphics are still a little...
I mean, it's the Switch, yeah. So yeah. This is like 360 graphics. Mark would not play this game.
No.
No.
Yeah, it looks good for the Switch, but it's still a ways away from this gen.
Yeah, 100%. So let's get our Smash Bros. Music back in here. All right, so that's Grid. And moving on here, let's move on to the main thing, I think. All these other ones are kind of meh.
What do we got here? Protect humanity. I don't care.
Don't care.
Right, yeah, here we go.
All right, so... I'm a big Zelda fan, and I know you are too.
Yeah.
And there's this Zelda game. There's one Zelda game I haven't played. And actually, there's two. I haven't played the Oracles. Either of the Oracles, I never played.
I haven't played those.
And I never played Link's Awakening. And I've always wanted to, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, so Zelda Link's Awakening has been announced that it's getting reborn on the Nintendo Switch. It's getting basically an HD... upgrade, I guess.
Yeah, no, Link's Awakening, what was that on? Game Boy?
That was on Game Boy.
Yeah, so I remember playing this, but it was like black and white, or was this Game Boy Color? I don't really remember.
This was the fourth one. This is just before Ocarina of Time. This is the fourth one in the series. It was on Game Boy.
Okay, so yeah, I remember. I played this game, but I never actually beat it.
Okay.
I actually still might have it at home.
Shit. Well, I'm going to wait for the
yeah,
the,
you don't want to go back to Game Boy. Plus, I'd have to figure out we'd have to find a Game Boy.
Yeah. All right, let's hear what Nintendo had to say about it.
Well, compared to the black and white, I see color.
It's not actual gameplay. So, maybe Link talks in this, that'd be great.
Looks like an older Japanese anime.
So it's just a trailer, so it doesn't look like there's any explaining going on. But yeah, the artwork looks really, really good. Wow. I wonder what's in the egg. No one spoil what's in the egg for me.
Oh wow. Okay, this looks way better than black and white. I remember.
This is interesting.
There's that hack and slash though. All you had was shield and sword.
Yeah. What can you relate this to?
At an old school. This is old, man.
So it's the top-down perspective, just like the original game. It's basically a Link Between Worlds sort of graphics.
Yeah, this game literally, when it was on Game Boy, frustrated me so much that I think that's why I rage quit multiple times and just never beat it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's coming out in 2019 on the Switch, and that's going to be freaking awesome.
It looks great.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, when I first saw that little anime thing, I thought I was gonna say this to you. Does that not look like the graphics of like original One Piece when it started in 98?
Yeah, it kind of did. Yeah.
And now look at it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. So that's the Nintendo Direct. That's the first half of our show. So now we're going to talk about Apex. Will kind of told me a little bit about it when we when I first saw him today. So it's cool, actually. It's a more interesting version of Fortnite. How about that?
It's a little different than Fortnite. It's mixing. What is that game we were just talking about? Oh, Overwatch and Fortnite. So instead of having a four-man team, you're going to have three-man, and you fly in together.
Yeah.
So you all come in together, and it randomly picks who controls. So it could change per round.
Right.
But then when you get closer to the ground, or even right off the bat, you can split from the squad and land where you want to. Don't recommend it. You usually want to load up just like on Fortnite and just do your own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great game. I really like how it's cosmetic skins, so yep. I don't have to buy multiple characters. I can get used to playing as one character or switch it up.
Right. Okay, cool. So our friends over at JT Music has have made a cool Apex rap here. I'm just trying to find it. Here, I'll just pull it up right here, and I'll get rid of this. And anyway, so yeah, if you guys want to check out JT Music, they were on a couple of podcasts ago. They're on YouTube. Just search them. They're the first one that comes up. And they make some goddamn awesome music. And
yeah, they pull out content weekly.
Yeah, so this is them in the background. And yeah, so the game actually looks super awesome. It's an FPS game.
Yep.
And it almost kind of reminds me a little bit of Anthem and of Destiny.
A little bit. It's like a mix, and you still see that Fortnite kind of style in it as well with the shooting.
Yeah.
But the game itself is trying to do something completely different with having just these set characters you can choose from.
Yeah, so and it's a point to shoot, and it's not physics based shooting. Is that right?
I think it is still physics.
It's still physics? Yeah. Okay.
It's not point to shoot, but
yeah, I miss point to shoot, like good old Halo, Halo days. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure. Well, I haven't really used a sniper that much because I'm really bad at that kind of stuff.
yeah, because Call of Duty and Halo are the only really point to shoot games now that I can think of. Because
Call of Duty switch it up a bit though and add like wind and stuff.
No, they're garbage. Mm. But yeah, no, because Fortnite and what the hell? Oh yeah, Destiny was point to shoot too, wasn't it?
I don't think so. Remember, nope. Fortnite, you had to kind of like go above.
Cause no, Destiny.
Oh, Destiny.
I think that's point to shoot. Yeah, but it seems like a lot more games are going towards the physics based FPS games now.
Trying to just make it more realistic.
Yeah, which I mean that makes sense.
Yeah,
I think they're just trying to train us all up for the apocalypse.
Yeah. So Apex still uses the circle. Just like a lot of these other games now using Battle Royale.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's the... how many players are in?
20...
Okay.
Something teams of three.
Right, okay. Yeah. And is the map the same, or does it change a little
it's
bit?
It's the same map, always. And the drops are always in the same place, too. And instead of using chests, you see they have these little, supply crates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, cool.
So they're not randomly generated. You always know where the loot is. And there's enough for everyone.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like... Because it'd be cool if the map changed a bit. And even the drops. Because I think it sucks that it's a disadvantage. Or it's almost a disadvantage for newer players.
I don't think so. Because you can go literally anywhere on the map and still get the same gear.
Okay.
It's still, you know, like... Gear is still rated, like, by colors.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to get good gear, and even the white gear still does enough damage that you don't need to worry about it too much.
All right. So I'm seeing that we have abilities here too. So the hologram, just like Halo.
Yeah, that's Mirage right there. His ability is he can make like copies of himself.
Yep.
And then here you have Caustic, who uses a lot of poison gas. I really like playing as Caustic.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah. Caustic and Mirage, though, are two characters you actually have to unlock.
Yeah. Oh, is there DLC in this game? Well, I imagine there would be. It's free to play.
Not DLC.
Not...
there's microtransactions, sort
okay.
of.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trade-off. The game's free to play. It's good. They got to make the money somehow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this game looks like it took a lot of work, so.
Yeah, and it's from Respawn Entertainment, the same studio that brought us Titanfall and Titanfall 2. And if a lot of people remember this, Respawn is actually made up of developers from Treyarch, I think. A couple of the people that worked on Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but the first one.
One and two, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then they, a couple of the heads split from the studio, and then they started Titanfall with, or they started Respawn Entertainment and gave us Titanfall, which wasn't very good. But Titanfall 2 was really great. Like, that, I enjoyed it.
Titanfall was amped up so hard, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was total shit. Like, it played fine, but it didn't have any narrative story, and it, yeah.
Yeah. But then now you have this game here, and a lot of people that played Fortnite have like transferred over, not fully, but even like Ninja's been playing this game on and off.
Apex?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot of the big streamers, this is what they're playing now. This is the big game.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, JT Music. That was the JT Music song. Cool.
Yeah. Definitely check them out. They pump out great music weekly.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to give Apex a try for sure. And one game I need to finish, which is going to take me a while, is Assassin's Creed.
I haven't even finished it yet. I've got too many games on the go. Like, I'll start something, and I'll move on to something, and now I've got so many games coming out shortly. Like, isn't Crackdown 3 out now as well?
Probably,
if you have Game Pass, it's available for free.
Yeah, I've been thinking about, I want to play Sea of Thieves again, too. Yeah. I actually told Brittany, I was like, you should play Sea of Thieves, and she's like, maybe. So, that's not no.
It's not a hard game. It can be challenging.
She would get super fucking frustrated.
Oh, she would.
Like, we would, like,
you couldn't send her to go find a chest. She'll look at the map and be like, it doesn't look...
I fucking looked there. And then what else? She would get pissed. Like, we would do all that work, and then someone would take our treasure.
Oh, she'd be so salty.
She'd be so salty. There'd be so much salt. More salt than sea.
I was also talking to your new house guest while you were gone.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think the chances of us getting you into some games? And she's like, well, I'm not really a big gamer. I can't play. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a challenge.
No, you're doing this all wrong. We need somebody to hang out with Brittany and keep her distracted so we can play games.
That works too.
Yes.
But I think we have it both ways. It's always good to have, you know, a hot girl that can play games with you.
Indeed. Yeah, it's gonna work. It's gonna work in our favor for
sure. This way we can play 4-player Mario Party,
dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of Mario Party. I beat the game. Well, like it takes you 20 hours to beat the game.
Pretty much. Like, and then you're just like, what do you do with it?
Yeah. So let's just talk about. I just thought about the. Hopefully, it's either the next podcast or the podcast after, whenever we can freaking reel Mark in. That we can get Eric and Bradley back on the podcast here.
Yeah, Mark doesn't really pay a lot of attention to the Facebook page. So we were at work the other day, and I read Eric's comments to him. And
why don't we just read them on the air right now?
Yeah, here we go.
it's some good times here. So we threw a poll up on the web on the Facebook page here for who won the debate. Me or Mark? And Mark was a very heavy PS, and I was a. Supposed to be just Xbox, but I also sprinkled some Nintendo love in there. And so right now the polls are sitting at 67% Rodney and 33% Mark, and we all know Mark voted for himself.
Most likely. Who would vote for Mark?
Yeah. So it was just Eric. I thought it was Bradley weighed in here.
No, I think just Bradley just liked it.
Oh, Bradley
Eric went off on him.
Yeah,
Eric, I like this. Like, look at this. I'm just gonna say one little tidbit. LOL, Mark. Oh, you poor misguided little man.
So Eric on Facebook says, "I'm so glad I was not on the cast with you guys." Lol, Mark. You poor misguided little man. For all the things you say about Sony, you have to admit the only thing that makes the console worth having are the exclusives. If Sony stopped making exclusive games. Would the console be any good? I'm not a fanboy. I have all 4 systems. PC is number 4. Right on, Eric. Also, to bring up old games, I love going back to old games, and I look at it this way. Is there a movie or a TV show that you have rewatched? Do you know all the lines? Do you talk about your favorite scenes? This is no different than from old games. To replay an epic game is no different than rewatching your favorite movie. And now that I'm behind the keyboard and miles from drunk winner's luck, can't Nintendo blind Mark... Or can't Nintendo blind Mark, I say good day, sir. Alright, so that's one. And then he came back on and said, sorry, Mark, I do enjoy my PS4, but when it comes to the community, multiplayer, and accessibility, I have to lean on the Xbox. Also, Nintendo is, and always will be, the king of exclusives.
Well said.
Yeah. Eric knows his shit. We haven't actually had Eric on the podcast at all yet.
No, so I think it's about time, because Mark, when I read this comment off to him, got a little heated, you know, and he's like, oh, we gotta have him on. I gotta have a talk with this guy.
Yeah, so Eric, I hope you brought your iron jacket.
And get ready for those bros.
Yeah, the bros and the no way, bro.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, no. You know what? I think Mark needs to bring his iron jacket. Mark gets offended pretty easily.
Yeah, he does, especially when it comes to PlayStation. He really thinks PlayStation is the king of all consoles.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I always put Nintendo third, but I don't know. They're doing pretty well.
Nintendo's doing great. I really don't know who I vote for right now. I play a lot of my Xbox. I play my PlayStation, and I do play my Switch. I just don't want Nintendo to make the same mistake that they did with the Wii U and the Wii, release a great game and then not release anything again for 4 months.
Yeah, they have a pretty good lineup of stuff.
They
right
do
now.
Right now. Yeah, but. I just have a feeling shortly, you know, it's just going to start slowing down a bit, and I think that's going to hurt their sales.
Yeah, for sure. Especially coming at, oh my god, it's almost E3 again. It's February.
Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a rough
E3
last year.
They're just more games that I'm going to have to buy.
Yeah. That was a really quick year, holy shit.
Yeah, it went by really fast. Yeah. Even this year's gone by. Like, we're at the end of February, and I thought New Year's was just, like, last week.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, PAX is coming up again, too. Maybe not PAX itself, but the tickets, hotel, end of this show, the start of another show.
Oh, my God. Life needs to slow down. Okay, actually, on that note, this vacation, it literally drug on, and we're like... What is going on? Like, the first 7 days, because it was a 14-day cruise, right? So the first 7 days were, like, dragging on, and we're like, this doesn't feel right.
Actually, you know what? Vacations can drag on all they want. It's when work starts dragging on that you're like, oh, just kill me now.
Yeah, we were caught in some sort of limbo, because, like, we would get up, go have breakfast, not cook or do the dishes. We would just, like, get up and leave, not pay, right? Because it's all included. And then we would just, like, look on our phone at the schedule of events going on today, and then we would just, like, wander to the bar. Like, we were, like, fucking zombies. Like, just drink and eat and fucking sleep.
Sounds unhealthy.
Spend money at the casino and get fucked out of $40. Yeah, fucking casino. Anyways, yeah.
There was money.
Yeah.
Money.
They did have an arcade on board, though. I played a lot of Time Crisis. And a lot of darts, actually.
Darts are fun.
Yeah. Brittany's pretty good at that. Oh. And I'm like, hey, if we get darts at home, will you play? She's like, no, I'm only playing now because I'm bored.
Oh, come on. It's a great game. Yeah. I have a dart board at home.
Yeah, but Time Crisis was... it's the fifth one where you have the left and right
that's
covers.
Yeah.
So that was nice. I like doing that. I like going to the movie theater and playing at the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always one game I went... Oh, and the big buck game. You know, the one where you have to
shoot... The buck hunter?
The buck hunter? Yeah. I shot that. I got good there. Because you can do three treks for $3. And I was that's
perfect.
Fucking easy money.
A lot cheaper than what we pay out here.
Yeah. Well, $3 American, so it was like $1,000 Canadian.
But you came prepared.
Man, that always gets you too. Like, because I got my bill, so all the money that I spent on the actual ship, it was $1,300
American.
I'm like, oh, that's not that bad. And then I'm like, oh fuck, that's $2,000 Canadian. That fucking sucks. Yeah. So
wouldn't that have been like 21?
Yeah, something like that.
A dollar's not doing too well. I thought last time it was like 69 or 72.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, the freaking people in Belize were trying to nickel and dime us because. Brittany wanted to buy like one of these ankle bracelets, and we looked on it. It said 60 pesos. So at this time I didn't know like what the exchange rate was for 1 peso or whatever. So, it's like a little threaded ankle bracelet, mm-hmm. How do you describe it? Like a hippie would wear, yeah. Honestly. Just let that sink in. Anyway, so we went to buy it, and she's like, oh, it's $10 a bracelet. But he's like, fuck that. I'm not paying $10 for a fucking piece of thread, really. And then she's like, okay, $7. And she's like, no, I'm not fucking paying $7 either. So we walked away, and then I have a converter on my app. So we looked it up. 60 pesos is like $3
yeah.
American. And I'm like, what the fuck?
They probably thought you were American. You should have started wearing like a Canadian hat, like, or a shirt that says, I am Canadian. You would have gotten treated better. They're like, oh, a dollar.
Well, I think they think that everyone's just drunk and just blindly spend money because they're on vacation.
No, they just think you're American and you'll spend that money and they just want to fuck you over.
Yeah. we're not drinkers, as most of you know on the podcast.
Lies.
So we got the drink package. But there was a couple days where we didn't drink a whole lot, but there was a couple days we met a couple from the UK and they were drinkers. So they got, they were into the Sambuca. Holy fuck.
I can't do it.
Holy fuck. We made this drink called the fucking, what was it called? The Brain Hemorrhage. It's one half Sambuca. It's got Bailey's on top and then you drop grenadine in. And then it looks like a... Yeah.
Brains.
It's,
That doesn't sound very good.
It wasn't too bad.
Sambuca and Bailey's with grenadine syrup? Ugh.
You know what? I had a single shot of Sambuca, like they ordered it for us, and it wasn't that bad.
Ah, you must have been already a little wasted.
I was playing darts, too, so... Actually, my shots got better by the end of the game.
I don't like Sambuca because it tastes like black licorice. I am not a fan of black licorice.
I'm not either, but I mean, there's some more... Like, vodka tastes like absolute shit.
But the flavored stuff is sometimes good, where you can just sit there and chug a bottle, and then next thing you know, you're puking.
Yeah. Anyways, we were in Cozumel, and we're about to leave, and they're like, hey, they're sampling tequila over at this store, and the look on Brittany's face was like, fuck that, fucking tequila, right? But I'm like, I don't know, they're sampling it, and we went in there, and they had literally every kind of tequila under the sun, mm-hmm. and we ended up trying this chocolate tequila, and it was super freaking good, and we bought some.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'll have to let me try some.
Yeah, it's here, yeah. It's not open yet, but yeah.
Save me a little bit. Yeah. I'll trust you.
It's actually only 14%. It's not 40.
That doesn't make... Well, it must have just been, like, lightly flavored tequila then. That's why it's good.
That's probably... Yeah. It's going to fuck us up so good. Maybe we'll open that on my birthday, which is in a couple days.
Oof.
Actually, what fucking day is it? It's the 18th? Yeah, my birthday's on the 3rd.
Yep.
So, Caitlin's already like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I'm already fucking working, so that sucks.
Let's just do something here.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I don't want to go anywhere. Just want to chill.
Yeah. I do want some new lights for our studio. I told Brittany that.
Yeah, let's see what Brittany does.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're just going to come home and there's going to be like some new clothes.
New clothes? Here's some new underwear.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking whatever.
The only... way she could give you new underwear if it was like Saks.
I would take some Saks underwear. Yeah. Some Saks underwear is like
but
godly.
But if it's like Fruit of the Loom or something, I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. My ass eats through those, so. Yeah, no, I gotta throw some away.
So, back to the video games, though. So, over the next little couple weeks, we'll try to go back with Mark and do a part two to our previous podcast. We'll also have some extensive reviews on Anthem.
I'm laughing at my own joke, sorry.
He's still drunk.
Yeah.
So we'll have an extensive review of Anthem coming up. I'm going to try to play a little bit of Crackdown 3 when that comes out. And maybe one of us will get into Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, you know what sucks, though? Do we have early access to Anthem?
No, for early access, you would have had been able to start playing Friday, and you had to have either EA Access or EA Origin.
Fuck.
And I just didn't want to sign up, because I just didn't care.
Well, I have tomorrow off, and I have Thursday off, I think. So that sucks. That fucking blows.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we'll figure it out. Maybe I'll just play at work. I'll just bring my Xbox and... You know, do
you've
everything.
Done it before.
I've done it before.
You just need some
But
Wi-Fi.
I mean, I had a team that I hired that I trusted.
Just make sure you have your radio on and hide.
Yeah, because I've been on vacation for the last 2 weeks, so I'm coming into work and I haven't done any prep and I haven't hired any of these people, so I don't know any of them and I don't know what's been done.
Apparently, from what I've heard, is the whole team was hired randomly.
Oh,
they
fuck.
They couldn't find a key, so they just went with one randomly.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking shit show.
Oh, you're going to have some fun.
Steve,
wish you went back on that holiday.
Yeah, Steve called me. He's like, hey, you still doing the show? I really wanted to say no. I wanted to say no, everything
just
in
no
me.
Better option.
But I need money because I just freaking spent a bunch of money, so goddamn. Okay. Oh, American food sucks. I'm literally like 30 pounds heavier.
We'll have to get you to the gym.
Yeah, and you won't even need to get me to the gym. I'll get myself to the gym.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and for the female listeners, if you've ever been inside a men's washroom in America, it's the most disgusting display of humanity ever. It's just
that like, can also be said about like the male washrooms in Vancouver at like the nightclubs. Unless you're in like the really ritzy ones where you come in to take a pee and there's like a guy sitting there like right beside the stall.
Yeah.
You know, ready to give you like some soap or hand sanitizer or even spray you with cologne. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, actually on the note of male fucking washrooms, at the P&E in Vancouver, which is our like amusement park area. The bathrooms in there, it's like one, so pretend you're going to the pool and you're done in the pool and you go to the shower yeah. area. That's pretty much the pee area in the P&E. So you go in there, and then you all just kind of pee on the wall, and it kind of just collects in this little trough, and then all goes collectively to this drain. It's
yeah,
the most
aren't
disgusting.
Those called more of latrines?
Yeah, it's fucking gross is what it is. It's some nasty-ass shit. Like, I don't want to smell other dudes pee while I'm peeing. Come on.
That's just awesome.
Yeah. It's... Okay, everything's cheesy in America, right? So, like, and that just gets you gassy. So you go into the bathroom, and then it's just, like, all these guys, like... yeah, I don't know. I was utterly disgusted.
Yeah. I gotta say one thing, too, and you gotta agree with me here. You wanna have people shovel snow for you, right? And yeah. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go out and get them lunch. Pizza is a horrible option.
Yeah.
You can't expect people to have like 4 or 5 pieces of pizza and then want to get back out there and shovel ice.
Yeah. We're wildly off topic. I got one more thing before we go back to video games, if we do at all. Okay, so apparently nothing's ever open in fucking Seattle. Because going down there, we left here at like 1 in the morning, so we got there at 3:30 and Brittany had to pee like freaking crazy. So she's like, just pull over on the side of the highway. I'm just going to pee on the side of the highway. I'm like, no, we're not a fucking barbarian. We're not going to pee on the side of the fucking highway. So I went in. I got off the highway. It was way south of downtown where we normally go for PAX.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to find, like, a gas station. We hit 7 gas stations. Only one was open, and their bathroom was out of order. So you can imagine the anger that she was in because she couldn't pee. So, I literally pulled over in a residential area, and then she just went to go pee, like, right there, and then, like, a bunch of cars started coming. So. Yeah. Yeah, she was pissed. And, yeah, anyway, so, she ended up holding it until we got to the parking area, and then she just, like, went in the parking lot. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
You gotta go.
Yeah, and then last
Hell,
night...
Mark, when I'm working with him, sometimes he won't even walk to the washroom, he'll just go there. Like, yeah. You know, just unzip, let it fly. Like, the porta potty's 10 feet away, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then last night, we had a 7-hour flight back,
yeah.
And it was 8:30 local, and I then had to drive back here, which is 2 hours. So I'm like, oh, let's get a coffee at Starbucks. We literally hit 4 Starbucks, they're all closed. It's like, it's fucking like 9:30, like.
In the morning?
No, and then at night.
I think a lot of things close, like, early.
Yeah, because here they're open at, until like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So we were fucking shocked that they're all closed but 9:30.
Actually, in Abbotsford, some of them close at 10, so.
It was 9:30, so yeah, I know, that's fucking dumb. Yeah. So yeah, we couldn't get a coffee, so we had to get Burger King, and that was the worst decision ever.
Did you get a burger, or was it just a coffee?
No, I said, can I get a large coffee? We don't have coffee, sir. So after all that, I'd eat fucking Burger King shit fucking burger and then get a root beer that has the only thing that has caffeine in it. Yeah. I'm bitching about the trip home.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to slap myself in the face a couple times to keep me from falling asleep last night. It was good. All right, so why don't we start to wrap this up here. So, Eric, we would love to have you on the podcast, sir. So shoot us a message here. And Bradley, if you want to join too, you want to we'll quad team Mark and make him cry.
Or anyone else that wants to join and kind of give us their thoughts on this as well.
Yep, for sure. And we're going to play some more games here. So we have a little bit more feedback coming up here. And it's good to be back here. It didn't feel right to not do a podcast. And just be disconnected from the entire VGN community, because like I would, like I said, I had 250 minutes, and I would log on, and the ship Wi-Fi was so shitty. Mind you, we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, mm-hmm. So like it didn't download everything fully. So like I got the poll, and I got Eric's comments, and that's basically all I got for the whole trip.
You know what you should have done is got the Wi-Fi thing like we did for PAX.
I don't know if it would work.
Yeah, they're worldwide.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, maybe we should have. That would have been a good idea.
You would have had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah, the ship's Wi-Fi was shit. It was shit. Our phone, since our phone couldn't ping a tower because we're in the middle of the ocean, It automatically defaulted to UTC time. So that totally fucked us up the first night because we're tired because we're all fucking jet-lagged, right? So we're in bed at, it was 7 p.m. and we had an event that was at 8, and we're like, okay, we'll just sleep for like, or have a like quick nap or whatever. And then we went to bed, and then we woke up, it was only an hour later, but my phone went to UTC time, so I looked at it and it said 1 in the morning. We're like, what the fuck? So we're like, oh, I guess we missed it, and went back to bed.
No, you did miss it.
Yeah, so okay, guys, kind of a half-winded, half video game, half Rodney's Life podcast.
We have fun.
But, guys, let us know what you think of Apex, if you've played it already, and if you've been keeping up with the Nintendo Direct here, what do you guys think about that? Zelda Link's Awakening looks fucking sweet. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Let us know on our Facebook page what you think of the show and any future topics that you may want us to talk about, or if you want to join the show, we'd love to have you on. Alright, so we'll sign off now, and make sure you also check out our website, videogamesnow.ca. It's got all of our podcasts, all of our videos, and news that we drop on there every once in a while. Alright, guys, thanks a lot, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Catch you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.